One solution to the competition for livers may be a surgery first performed in this country just last month. Michael Griffith's life was saved when he received a liver transplant from a living, unrelated donor. Actually, what was transplanted was a lobe, a part of the liver. Michael Griffith said he faced a long wait for an organ from a cadaver, and the offer from a living donor, his ex-brother-in-law, came by accident.
Well, his wife and my fiance were having to be talking in the store one day, and they were talking back and forth, and they had, of course, knew my plight, and they were discussing about livers and that I needed a transplant, and jokingly, my ex-sister-in-law said to Roy, you're an O positive, why don't you give my calf your liver? And Roy said, well, I can't do that. She said, oh, yes, you can, it's possible. Roy said, well, if it is, I will. And just through a meaningless conversation, that's the way it got started.
Well, did you and Roy Branch talk about this before he actually agreed to do it?
It was like Santa Claus on Christmas. He just came in one day. I was sitting in the living room, and he walked in, and he said, I understand you need a liver, and I understand they can take half mine and give it to you. I said, well, if you're a blood type, O positive, well, the way I understand it's possible. He said, well, let's go for it. And the rest is history.
And that was all it took.
That was it. He just walked in and let me, just in a few words, said, you need a liver, you've got one, or at least a half of one.
And how is he doing?
Well, at first, for the first 2 days, he looked worse than I was afraid he wasn't going to make it. But he's fine now. He's doing real well. In fact, that's one of the reasons he's not on the program today. I guess he's out enjoying himself, and I'm glad he is.
Not at home, as you
are. Not at home. Not at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long do you think your convalescence is going to be? How long before you'll get back to your normal life?
I'm guessing it would be a year from the date of operation. I guess you could call things normal. I'll be able to pursue, go do work, do whatever I like after that, I'm assuming. Hopefully that's the way it'll be. The doctor said that after 2 to 3 weeks that we would have about 3/4 of our livers back through regeneration, both of us. So I guess we're nearing getting complete livers back already.
This is the first transplant of this kind from a living donor to an unrelated recipient. How do the doctors have any idea what's going to happen?
They didn't. They didn't really. They performed about 4 or 5 months worth of tests on Roy to make themselves sure that this would work, or possibly most feasibly would work. They didn't, I don't guess, had any anything that said that it wouldn't work. And I guess we were, for a better word, I guess we were kind of the guinea pigs, and because we wanted to do this, and it was more or less our want to do it that gave them the signal to go ahead and do it, and thankfully that they did. We understood, or I understood, it had been done overseas before, but not in the United States. We're the first ones in the United States to have it done, according to what I understand it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a procedure that's new, and it's hopefully opened the doors for other procedures of the like kind, and maybe we can help somebody. Maybe we can open the doors for other people to do the same.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Michael Griffith.
Okay, you're welcome, Linda.
And good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Michael Griffith speaking to us from his home in Gillespie, Illinois. In November, he received a transplant of one of the lobes of Roy Branch's liver.